listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Have you ever made a friend in an unexpected way? Today's essayist, Vanessa McLaughlin, talks about how a dice game led her to her most cherished friendships. Vanessa McLaughlin with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I believe in Bunko. As a trailing spouse, I've lived in Italy, France, Germany, Spain, Morocco, Boston, New York City, and Jacksonville, North Carolina. What's a trailing spouse? Well, I followed my husband around the world for his career. We took our possessions, worked, traveled, and had children in these places. While it sounds exciting, when we arrived in a new city or country, I felt apprehensive about meeting new people. But through a game called Bunko, I was able to make lifelong friends and gain valuable knowledge about the local community. Bunko is a dice game. It requires little skill except the rolling of dice. It's mostly a lot of gabbing, chatting, and maybe a glass of wine or two. It's a great excuse to get out of the house for a few hours, away from chores and child rearing. The first time I played Bunko was in Jacksonville. One day when I was at the grocery store, I met a woman named Jen. We bumped into each other while scouring the shelves for gnocchi, and we struck up a conversation. She invited me to her house for Bunko. I didn't know what Bunko was, but I went anyway, and crazy enough, I met other trailing spouses. As I rolled the dice and chatted with them, I discovered where to buy fresh gnocchi, the best local beach, and the best hairstylist. When my husband and I landed in Rota, Spain, I met a woman named Lori, who invited me to roll the dice. While there, I was offered a job as a fitness instructor and learned where to go for authentic tapas, and most importantly, the best hairstylist. In Morocco, a woman named Amina invited me to play Bunko, and in State College, it was Robin. By that time, I had children, so I learned about the best pediatrician, the best preschools, and again, you guessed it, the best hairstylist. In each place, my Bunko friends and I would get together once or twice a month. These women became my closest friends. When my car broke down in Jacksonville, I called Jen. In Spain, Lori consoled and supported me when I struggled with a colicky baby. Amina, a mother of four, remained calm and nonplussed when my son threw up on the floor of her Moroccan home. And it was the State College Bunkettes who helped me celebrate my 40th birthday. State College has been my family's most permanent spot. We've lived here 12 years, and the closest friends I have are the ladies I met at Bunko. Thank you, Jen, Lori, Amina, and Robin, for inviting me. In whichever state or country is in my future, I'll follow the lead of these women and throw my own Bunko party. I'll be the one to extend the invitation, offer friendship, and, of course, point my new friends to the best hairstylist. I believe in Bunko.
Vanessa McLaughlin with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. McLaughlin is a lecturer in communication arts and sciences at Penn State. What life experiences have formed your beliefs? Write an essay and submit it to wpsu.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Craig Johnson.